Make it make sense. Emmanuel Acho rips Brian Flores for hiring all-white law firm to sue NFL over diversity. By Dylan Gwynn on February 10, 2022. Former Dolphins coach Brian Flores is suing the NFL for lack of diversity. But the law firm he chose to represent him is not exactly a diverse group. A fact that was highlighted by Fox Sports One's Emmanuel Acho during Tuesday's segment of his show Speak for Yourself. Flores, recently fired by the Miami Dolphins, is suing the NFL and three specific franchises for racism in their hiring practices. However, the firm he's contracted to represent him is entirely white. "I noticed a complete, utter lack of diversity in that law firm," Acho told his co-host, Marcellus Wiley. "All of the partners in the law firm are white. And if you go to the law firm's webpage, every person of the 19 people on that webpage, you will not find one black person. You are suing the NFL because of a lack of diversity," Acho explained. "And your representation in suing the NFL lacks diversity. Somebody gotta make it make sense. How can you sue the NFL for lacking diversity in their head coaching rankings? But the representation you have suing the NFL has less diversity than the NFL in which you are suing," Acho exclaimed. "That to me was astonishing." Flores' apparent hypocrisy in his hiring practices extends beyond law firms. As OutKick's Armando Salguero points out, Flores' hires for his Miami coaching staff were almost entirely white. Miami Gardens, Florida, January 9. Head coach Brian Flores of the Miami Dolphins walks the field prior to the game against the New England Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium on January 9, 2022, in Miami Gardens, Florida. Photo by Michael Reeves/Getty Images. Flores had 20 coaches on his 2021 coaching staff, with 15 of those white and 5 black, Salguero writes. Flores hired 4 offensive coordinators during his time with the Dolphins, including co-coordinators in 2021. 3 of those 4 are white. Flores hired 4 offensive line coaches during his tenure, and 3 of those 4 are white. Flores hired 2 defensive coordinators during his time as head coach, 1 black and 1 white. Flores hired 4 quarterback or assistant quarterback coaches during his 3 years, and 3 of those 4 are white, with Jim Caldwell the only exception. Caldwell, it should be noted, worked under Flores for a couple of months but departed before the 2019 season began, citing health issues. Flores hired 1 special teams coordinator during his time as coach, that being Danny Crossman, who is white. It seems like Flores needs to get his own house in order before making accusations.